Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The International Criminal Court prosecutor who charged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing a sexual misconduct probe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Karim Khan faced an accusation he tried to coerce a female aide into a sexual relationship, an allegation he's denied and court officials have suggested was part of an Israeli smear campaign. Two co-workers, in whom the woman confided, took the case in May to the court's independent watchdog, which ended its inquiry when she opted against a formal complaint. Sources close to the matter tell the AP the woman is now seeking an external investigation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today, one of the darkest moments of the Gaza conflict is unfolding in the north of the Strip. As we speak, the Israeli military is subjecting an entire population to bombing, siege, and starvation, as well as being forced to choose between mass displacement and being trapped in an active conflict zone.
United Nations Rights Chief Volker Türk implored the international community not to turn a blind eye to Gaza in a video message on Friday.
To all the world's leaders, I remind you of your responsibility to ensure respect for international humanitarian law as set out in the Geneva Convention.
According to Palestinian officials, Israeli military strikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 72 people since Thursday night, and Israeli forces launched a nighttime raid on a hospital in the north of the enclave. The Gaza Health Ministry said a strike on houses in the southern city of Khan Yunis killed at least 38, many of them women and children. An Israeli medical source said two people were killed and at least 20 others were wounded when a Hezbollah rocket barrage struck an Arab town in northern Israel on Friday. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rejected a United Nations visit to Kyiv by Secretary General Antonio Guterres after he attended this week's BRICS summit in Russia and shook hands with President Vladimir Putin. Guterres, who called for a just peace in Ukraine at the event, has repeatedly condemned the invasion. Meanwhile, Ukraine, the U.S., and allies say they have evidence North Korea has sent thousands of troops to Russia. North Korea, while not confirming deployments, stated Friday that sending troops to support Russia would align with international law. Mozambique's capital, Maputo, was tense on Friday after protests ensued on Thursday in response to the country's ruling party, Frelimo, retaining power in the recent general election, a move that extends its five-decade rule in the southern African state. Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
Protesters barricaded streets and set tires ablaze to dispute the election results, with the opposition accusing Frelimo of fraud. Frelimo's candidate, Daniel Chapo, is set to succeed President Filipe Nyusi after winning more than 70% of votes, according to the Electoral Commission. His closest challenger, Venancio Mondlane, backed by the Podemos Party, came second with 20% of the vote. Mondlane, who claims he is the rightful winner, called Friday's nationwide protests. The European Union mission reported irregularities in vote counting and result alterations at local and district levels.
Alice Rizzo for Reuters. Elections in Georgia are taking place as the government faces accusations of being increasingly influenced by Russia, raising concerns about the nation's pro-Western future. Ani Chigwatse reports from the capital, Tbilisi.
The media outlet Bloomberg uncovered Russian hacking campaign targeting the country's government, key industries, and critical infrastructure. But Russia's influence in Georgia extends beyond just hacking. Giga Bokeria is the chairman of the opposition Federal Party.
Hacking is just part of the problem. We have the government which is allowing, embracing, and even financing Russian infiltration because they are natural allies, and we have overwhelming evidence of that.
As Georgians go to the polls, the shadow of Moscow looms large, threatening to pull the country back into Russia's orbit. Ani Chikwadze, VOA News, Tbilisi.
A food poisoning outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has expanded, with at least 75 people sick in 13 states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that at least 22 people have been hospitalized, one person died. No source of the E. coli outbreak has been identified, but officials are focused on slivered onions used on the burgers. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.